Mike Chambers joins us from the Denver Post. Mike, now I know, you know, the analytics guy said, hey, they couldn't continue to win the way they were playing. And in a lot of senses, they're right. The one guy, though, that I'm interested in is Nathan MacKinnon. Like, his shooting percentage is pretty much the same. His point totals are way down. Does he, I know he didn't play all the time with Paul Stastny, but how much does he miss Stastny?
You know, I don't know if it's Stastny as much as MacKinnon's got the bug that all these other young forwards have, and it's called confidence. He's just, you know, things have not gone well, and they've steamrolled him. He's just not playing with confidence. Patrick Gua has complained pretty much all season that his guys aren't going to the net enough, not using their speed enough, and that's true for Duchesne and Landeskog and O'Reilly, but it's interesting because MacKinnon continually brings his elite speed through the neutral zone, into the offensive zone, and puts on the brakes on the wing. I mean, he lets up and looks for his trailer. And you got to think that defenseman is just going, thank God. I mean, this guy just gave me a free pass. And I wrote about it yesterday for Today, a quote from Patrick Gua, and he really wants Nate to challenge defensemen more, and that obviously means more taking them wide and either creating a scoring chance or drawing a penalty. And he's just not doing that. And it started early in the season, and obviously the kid is so incredibly talented. he's got everything, and his speed is just amazing. He's just not using his skills to his potential right now. I do think that changed, but he's just 19. I think I think he will turn the corner here.
Yeah, it always happens, right? A lot of guys will have a dip. He probably has players playing him a little bit differently this season. And you mentioned the C word, right? When you he got off to such a good start, he just continued on. And the Avs were winning. And even though maybe they were winning games they shouldn't have won, they were winning. And when you're winning, you have way more confidence when you're losing. You can ask the orders that one for sure, Mike. But overall, does the team then miss Stastny? Because he was that veteran center who was the good two-way guy who could take a lot of the hard minutes.
Yeah, I certainly think that they miss him, but Paul Stastny right now is basically the third or fourth line center in St. Louis. He's the Avs miss him for sure, but I don't think that if you want to compare and contrast and all that, well, Stastny's not having such a great year in St. Louis as a go-to guy. But sure, the Avs miss everything that Paul Stastny did, which a lot of fans don't see. And he was a really good teammate. And if anything, I think that they miss his leadership and just being the guy, the go-to guy in the room that made sense for everybody. And I think the Avs have serious chemistry problems right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Mike, because you know what? He goes into St. Louis, a much different team, a lot of veteran guys where maybe he's not as vocal. He's not getting the same amount of ice time or opportunities. He's not even playing 16 minutes a night in St. Louis. So I'm sure, you know, that's a lot harder for him as well.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting with Stastny. The other night against the Avs, he started the game, he took the opening draw and then the opening draw of the second period on a line with Ryan Reeves and the rookie Jaskin.
Wow.
And I was really surprised. I was at the game in St. Louis, and I'm like, why is Stastny playing with these two guys? And then, lo and behold, Stastny has two assists, and he was basically the player of the game. Paul Stastny can help anybody out there, and as I said earlier, he does a lot of things that a lot of people don't realize how good he is. The Avs miss him, but they got Jerome. I think Iggy has been good. He's been way better of late, and I think he's a great teammate. I think that's clear. So they lost the center and gained a power forward. The problem there is you've got Ginla under contract until he's 40, and I'm not sure that, you know, he's going to go upwards during the next 3 years. So,
Mike Chambers joins us from the Denver Post. Oilers taking on the Avs tonight. Avs are 9 points out of the playoffs right now, albeit with two games in hand behind Winnipeg and Calgary, who are tied for eighth place. So if they're going to go on a run and maybe try to get back in, they're going to have to go on a substantial run. Do you think they're capable of it? And if so, which guys need to improve the most for them to have a good second half?
I think they're capable of it, but this team is really inconsistent. They've only won three games in a row once. One night they're good, and the next they have 16 shots at St. Louis. Matt Duchene is in a horrible slump. Landeskog is in a horrible slump. Your go-to forwards are not producing right now. Patrick Waugh called him out in St. Louis last week. You just can't win that way and depend on guys who, you know, your fourth line guys or Eric Johnson at D to do your scoring. So yes, they are capable. They've got the players, but these guys are in massive slumps, and it doesn't look good right now.
Mike, I appreciate your time. Enjoy the game.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. Bye.